Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you for being on time. It's great. Let's open with a word of prayer this morning. Father, we just thank you we're able to gather, that we have the privilege of gathering, and we thank you that we have a God we can pray to. We have a God who is awesome, and yet you come all the way down to us to pick us out of the ash heap, Lord, and we want to praise you again this morning through this psalm, and praise psalm after praise psalm after praise psalm, and there's never enough in a way. So give us understanding and guidance as we go through, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 113, well, verse 1, I would like for you to respond in responsive reading, and I'll read it first, and then I'll tell you what you have to say. You only have to say one word. That's hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So the way it was read, I understand, the Levites began, hallelujah, or praise the Lord. The people repeated, don't have to say anything yet, hallelujah. The Levites, praise, O servants of the Lord. The people responded, hallelujah. The Levites, praise the name of the Lord. The people responded, hallelujah. Okay? All right. Let's see how we can do it. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. The people repeated,
hallelujah.
That's great. The Levites, praise the Lord, O servants of the Lord. The people responded,
hallelujah.
The Levites, praise the name of the Lord, or hallel, the name of the Lord. The people responded,
hallelujah.
Oh, wow, you did that so well. That's just great. These are not vain repetitions, because he is worthy to be praised over and over and over again. We'll see here pretty soon. Next verse, blessed be the name of the Lord from this time, what? Forth and forevermore. Now think for that just a minute before you get too vigorous with the hallelujah. How about times when you're really down? How about times when things are really going against you? Okay, good. He's still worthy. Even if we don't feel like it, we're to praise him, right? Because his worthiness has nothing to do with our feelings. Well, I don't know. I think my feelings are pretty important, you know. Anyone who says that thinks they're pretty important, and we'll get to them pretty soon. They've been lifted from the ash heap, is what they will have there. But verse 3 says, from the rising of the sun to its going down all day long, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God who dwells on high? Who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and the earth? Think of that. We have the awesome God who is the head of everything, humbled himself and came all the way down to this planet and became a man and gave himself for us. Humbled himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth. Verse 7, he raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap. I think that has several meanings to it. It certainly means he will take care of his own. I think material is in that. He raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap. How about being born again? Is that a change or what? That's probably the most fantastic transformation, change, metamorphosis in the world, isn't it? Yes, and that's what he has done, because he has come all the way down from heaven to earth to do that. He raises us, what? Verse 8, that we may sit with him with princes. And again, I think that has a couple of meanings. I think all of his children are princes. So we get to sit together this morning with princes, right? And I also believe that if you look at David as he was taken out of the sheepcote, it's kind of the lowest job in the culture at that time, tending sheep. He took him all the way up to the king of Israel, right? Joseph, out of prison, into second in command of the strongest power in the world. And then verse 9, for women that are having difficulty with pregnancy, this is a great verse. He grants the barren, childless woman a home. What does that mean? Well, in that culture, they valued a child more than anything else. That's how important life was. How important is life in our culture? And it was said, if you didn't have a child, you didn't have a home, mother. And that's tough. But this says, he grants the barren woman a home like a joyful mother of children. And we can remember Sarah, we can remember Rebecca, we can remember on and on, Elizabeth, Manoah's wife. All were childless, all were barren, and they prayed. I think so many times when I hear parents running off to a fertility clinic or something like that, have you really prayed about this? Oh no, why should we do that? We could get this procedure done, or whatever. But this is what our Lord does. He grants the barren woman a home like a joyful mother of children. So even if she can't have children, she still has the same joy in him as having children, seems to me, is what that means. And then it ends the way it began. Praise the Lord. Or, hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for this praise psalm, and we could praise you. I pray that we do praise you this whole day long and every day long, Lord, that our hearts would continually be in praise to you. And so now we have a time to pray together and lift up whatever you would put on our hearts, Holy Spirit. Guide us and lead us in this moment, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you, everyone, for your prayers. Unworthy, to be sure. We read, of course, as you well know, in 2 Corinthians, it's really back from Isaiah 2, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. If you or your church is not under scrutiny or outright persecution, you're too close to the world. So we don't want to, you know, all my younger years, I wanted to be accepted by the peers, right? Peer group pressure. You know, I never had good clothes and so forth when I was young, didn't have any money. And I always wanted to have what was in style, right? Well, what's in style today is so against the Lord, right? So we've got to be more different from the world today than I think we were maybe 10 years ago or 20 years ago or 30 years ago. And the church has to be much more different. If the church is not under any pressure, there's a reason they're not under any pressure. And if we're not under any pressure, there's a reason we're not under any pressure. So we want to be changing those around us. And I was thinking of the descriptions of the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit, of course, is love, but these are other characteristics, and how much of these characteristics are being exemplified by each of us. Joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Now, as far away as those are from the world, if they're done in the Lord's way, it will be attracting the people to them, not pushing them away from the Lord, right? If it's done the wrong way, it'll be pushing them away from the Lord. So this is all old stuff, but it's things we need to be practicing, right? We don't have much more time. How many more days do you have less to be a witness for the Lord? Well, we don't know, but it's not too many. I don't know. I don't even think we started off with a song, did we?
No, we didn't.
Well, we're running out of praise songs. We've got so many praise psalms. We'll do this. Well, we're going to get to that. We haven't done yet.
Oh, great.
The beginning was praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the God of creation. We'll do that another time. We'll have another chance for that. But this is My Father's World. It was written by this pastor, Malthy Davenport Babcock, a minister from New York. And he would tell his wife before going on walks in upstate New York that he was, quote, going out to see the Father's world. And that's what inspired him to write this song. So let's sing it along, if we may.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world.
That is our prayer daily. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we thank you for all things. And we just praise you for being with us this morning, as you always are. And Lord, I would pray that we would be living lives that those around us would be at the top of the list to contact when they get in trouble. Because they've seen us handle difficulties in a way which they're not familiar with, Lord. Trusting in you and in your word. And Lord, there are those times, there's those times of sickness, those times of death, those times of accidents and so forth when they're really hurting. May they see in us a source of help, Lord, that they want. And may they find it, Lord. We ask to have compassionate and witnessing hearts, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.